Afghan officials and witnesses say angry protesters in different parts of the country took to the streets after weekly Friday prayers to condemn the alleged desecration of the Quran. In some places, the demonstrators clashed with police, leaving several people dead. U.S. officials investigating the alleged incident at Guantanamo detention facility say they have found no evidence to confirm the incident took place. The bloody protest across Afghanistan began earlier this week after a U.S. magazine reported that interrogators at the American detention facility had allegedly desecrated the Quran to rattle prisoners. In neighboring Pakistan, the parliament unanimously passed a resolution to condemn what it called a highly objectionable and shameful act by U.S. interrogators. The Speaker of the National Assembly read out the text of the resolution.
The reported acts of sacrilege have shocked the people of every faith all around the world. The National Assembly condemns and demands USA to bring to justice the perpetrators who committed this shameful act.
But a call for massive street protest by Islamic parties in Pakistan after Friday's prayers fell flat, with only a few hundred demonstrators turning out in major cities. The rallies ended peacefully. U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has said the U.S. government will take action if the allegations are proven true. She has urged Muslims to resist calls for violence, saying any disrespect to the Quran would never be tolerated by the United States.